From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling for a war crimes investigation of Russia and Syria. Following an attack on a Syrian hospital Thursday night, which left 20 people dead and 100 wounded, Kerry said in Washington Friday that people must be held accountable for the violence ravaging the country.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
Since the collapse of a U.S.-Russia brokered ceasefire last month, ties between Moscow and Washington have grown even more strained. Meanwhile, Russia's parliament ratified a treaty with Syria on Friday that allows Russian troops to stay indefinitely in the Mideast country. Hurricane Matthew continues to unleash powerful winds and heavy rains on the southeastern U.S. coast, while the death toll continues to mount in Haiti. Meeting at the White House with the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, U.S. President Barack Obama reminded people in Florida and other areas that this storm is far from over.
I just want to emphasize to everybody that this is still a really dangerous hurricane, that the potential for storm surge, flooding, loss of life, and severe property damage continues to exist, and people continue to need to follow the instructions of their local officials over the course of the next 24, 48, 72 hours.
The National Weather Service says Matthew continues to bear sustained winds of 195 kilometers per hour. It has already left hundreds dead in the Caribbean. This is VOA News. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize Friday for his efforts in securing the end of a more than five-decade-old conflict with Marxist rebels. Nobel Committee head Kaci Kullmann-Fiva made the announcement.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2016 to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos for his resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end.
Santos and Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia leader Rodrigo Londono, known as Timochenko, signed a historic peace accord last month to end Latin America's longest-running conflict. The treaty was later rejected by a majority of voters in a referendum. Santos went on Colombian television to express his gratitude and tell citizens that he shared the Nobel honor with them. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, is calling on richer countries to shoulder more of the burden of caring for millions of refugees who have mainly sought asylum in poor countries. As Lisa Schlein reports from the annual UN Refugee Conference in Geneva, Filippo Grandi hopes commitments will turn into actions to solve the world's refugee crises.
High Commissioner Filippo Grandi says he is hopeful the renewed commitment made by governments attending the conference will translate into concrete actions to help resolve the world's burgeoning refugee and displacement crisis. Grandi agrees some protracted refugee problems, such as those stemming from Somalia and Afghanistan, are very difficult to resolve. But he says there are numerous situations which are moving or have moved forward. He cites Ivory Coast, Mali, and Myanmar as examples of countries that have more or less stabilized and largely put their refugee problems to rest. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. economy added 156,000 jobs in September, according to a report Friday from the Labor Department. That report also says the unemployment rate increased slightly to 5%. The jobless rate rose 0.1% because more people started looking for work, although not all of them found jobs. September's job gains were lower than average so far this year. However, the data also show that hourly wages rose 2.6% over the past year, growing slightly faster than the modest rate of inflation. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.